Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Hello. Hello. Can you hear me okay, Jodan?
Gotcha. Yeah, gotcha.
How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you doing this fine morning?
I'm good. It's so good to see you. Who is that? Is that your dog that's the little picture when you first pop up?
Yeah. Well, and that was Pippa. She passed last March, sadly.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, she got a good 12 years on this planet, which is amazing.
Yeah, no, it absolutely is. Thank you so much.
And I always forget it's on there. So, but it's kind of nice you remind me.
Yeah, it's always like a sweet thing like that. Oh my gosh. Well, it is so good to see you. It is so great to have brand new Rascal Flatts music. When I saw that this was coming out and I saw you guys were doing this collaboration with the Jonas Brothers, I kind of thought like, oh, this is probably a flat song that they took to the Jonas Brothers, but it actually was the opposite. Talk about how they brought this song to you guys.
Yeah, it sure was. We reached out to a lot of artists and we're thinking about doing something, you know, with some other artist. And we had talked about maybe doing one of our old songs and maybe doing a new version of it that they might like. And they said, hey, we love the idea of working with you guys, working together, but we just wrote this song and we'd like to see if you guys like it. 'Cause we're on our 25th anniversary, basically, this year. And we didn't realize it at the time when they reached out and sent this song to us. They're on their 20th anniversary.
Oh my
and
God.
So yeah, they sent the song and it's like, you know, the song's great, by the way. And we just loved it immediately. It's like right up Flatts Alley. And so, yeah, we agreed to doing it and it's going to go, you know, out in the country radio and then possibly might do something at, you know, other radio for the Jonas Brothers. It's really a unique thing. Anytime you have a country artist and more of a pop rock artist doing something together, collaborating. But, you know, there's a lot of collaborations right now happening, and it's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I love to see the cross-pollination of all the genres and multi-genres. It's really fun. And they're great guys. You know, we have a little bit of a history with them. We were signed with Disney at the same time. They were back in the 2000s. And when Taylor Swift went on tour with us, 2007, 2008, her and Joe Jonas are really good friends. That's all I know about that. But they were with each other a lot back then. And so he was on the road with us quite a bit. So we got to know Joe a little bit.
Oh, my gosh. That's so incredible. I forgot that timeline would have been, yeah, during all of that. That's so crazy.
That's crazy.
That's amazing. Have you gotten to spend much time with the guys? Like recently working on this?
We've been doing quite a bit of promo stuff and talking about the tour. Obviously, we're really excited about it. And we did a photo shoot recently. And that was the first time I spent like quality time with Gary since like 2020.
Oh my gosh.
It's nuts. We all kind of went our separate ways and did our own things. And obviously I had to do a lot of things on myself, and I'm really grateful for that time. So it was time well spent, to be honest, to rejuvenate, to spend time with my kids.
Yeah, of course.
Attention as a father, and I'm super thankful for that time. And my connection with my kids has never been better.
That's just amazing. So I'm so happy to hear that. And that's what's so important. And now you guys get to come back and step into this tour, which I'm sure you are so excited about, that's kicking off in a few weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Life's a Highway Tour, it's we've needed to do this for a while, to be honest. And here we are, almost 6 years since we really had a tour. And what's cool about the thing with my kids, Jagger's 16, Rocky, she's 14 now, and Devin is 10. But the last time they saw us play was, I believe it was 2019, the summer. We played in Nashville at the Ascend Amphitheater, and that was the last time they saw us. And so they're pretty hyped up to see us now. And you know, since they're a little older, teenagers, and they're like, let's see what dad does for a living now. We really want to see what he does on stage.
Yeah, that's crazy, because your youngest would have been, what, like 5 at the time. So he probably doesn't even really like have any idea.
Right. So it's so cool to be able to give this to him. It's really neat.
Oh, Joe, that's going to be so special and so much fun. What songs would you say, because I mean, it's been, like you said, it's been forever. Like, what songs are you most looking forward to like getting back on stage and playing that you've really missed?
Oh, there's a bunch. And I'm not bragging. I'm just saying we've been blessed and there's a bunch to pick from. We've been around for a while. But I got to tell you, like being a father now and seeing the kids grow up, my son Jagger's like driving now, which is so crazy. And he's way into music now. He's playing guitar, bass, drums, and just he's a muso. I mean, I love it. But for me now, being sober for a little over 3 years and refocusing my attention to my health and fatherhood and all that, like the song, like My Wish, it hits me different. We've been rehearsing a lot the last couple of weeks, and it just feels different singing that song. It's like I got a lot of other reasons that I reconnect with the song now. And that's crazy, because like when we recorded some of this music back in the day, it was before, you know, before Jay and I had kids. I think Gary already had at least one. And we sing those songs a little differently. And now having kids, Jay and I have talked about this. Now having kids, like a lot of our songs have changed the meaning for us, you know, performing the songs. And it's so wild, because I think the fans for years felt that, you know, they already had kids, had families and all that, and they loved the song like My Wish for a reason. And for us now, it's just, we're finally where the fans are at, I think, with our music, which is very interesting dichotomy. But you know, Life is a Highway is always a banger, and the Summer Nights is so good. The up-tempo stuff is always a lot of fun to jam out on guitar too, for sure. But those power ballads are magnificent. And I can't wait to hear Gary sing again. It's been a while.
I know, right? Well, when I originally saw that I Dare You was written by also the Jonas Brothers and Shay Mooney, I was like, oh, this is so perfect for Askell Flats, because if Shay was writing, even with like an inkling that it could be a Dan and Shay song, like it's still like, you just know Gary's going to sing the hell out of it.
Absolutely. And he sure does. And thank you for saying that. I'll tell him you said that.
He knows.
But that's the cool thing, is like where the Jonas Brothers are at musically, they're able to kind of like broaden and they can kind of fit into that, you know, country pop space. Mm-hmm. And obviously Dan and Shay have that. We have that. And that song would have worked for any of us. Three of us are.
I totally agree with you. I was listening to it again like a few times through this morning, and it's one of those songs to me that feels like it could have come from almost any point in the Flats catalog. Like I was like, this feels like a song I've always known, even though it's new. You know what I mean? Like it's got this familiarness to it. And I think that is always, it's such a hard thing for artists to capture. And I just feel like what a beautiful culmination of this coming from those guys and finding its way to you. Like, I just think it's the perfect song for you guys to come, like for the first new Flats music that we're hearing.
Well, that's exactly how we felt when we just heard the demo. The demo was fabulous. And, you know, the Jonas Brothers sang on the demo, and we actually used their demo vocals for the album, for the version you're going to, not the album, but the version you're going to hear of the single, because it was just that good. And what was also like such a great bright spot in this whole thing is getting to work with Dan Huff again, a producer we had a lot of success with back in the mid 2000s to 2013 or 14. And to get to jump back in the seat with him and play guitar, and like, he's one of my dearest friends in this world and such a unbelievable human being. If there was like a book on how to live your life in the music business, Dan Huff he's figured it out. I mean, aww, he's an incredible human being, great father, his grandfather now, which is nuts, and an amazing husband, and just a great friend and an ungodly musician. So that's been a blast working with him again. I've really enjoyed my time with Dan.
That's amazing. It's so good to talk to you, Joe, because I feel like you guys, obviously, it was such a hard thing when you guys had to cancel this farewell tour in 2020 and the pandemic and everything, but it really feels like all of that happened for a reason, because now you guys are coming back, and I can just feel from you like the gratitude and the passion and the excitement to get back out and do this.
Yes. Of all of us, I think mostly I needed a break. I did. And, you know, things happened the way they happened. And I think God's timing is amazing. And, you know, I was able to battle through some stuff and like I said, reconnect with my kids, and just so grateful for that. I'm honored to be in Rascal Flatts. I'm super thankful we're going on tour again. I can't wait to see the fans. I know we've been getting a lot of comments and stuff on the socials. It's been very exciting to, I don't know, it's almost like we're starting all over again. It's definitely like a second chance.
For sure. It's amazing. And something else I was thinking about with you guys is your ability to reach and like span generations. Because like, my mom will tell anybody, she's like, my daughter works in country music. I don't love country music, but I love Rascal Flatts. And then like, wow, the youngest version of Gen Z that I know is like, I will like do anything for Rascal Flatts. So I just think that speaks to like the timelessness of what you guys do. And I just feel like the buzz all around this is so fun.
That is very cool. And thank you for saying that, and tell your mom I said thank you. That is fabulous. And it is pretty cool. We've up to 2019 was like that was our last real tour, but touring all those 19-ish years up to that point, we saw fans like that grew up on our music and graduated high school, went to college. Then they're getting married and they got kids of their own and are coming out to our shows. We've seen those people grow up right in front of our faces. And it's incredible to be, to have people that are, almost magnetized to the music we've been able to create. I don't think they get enough appreciation, and we definitely have always tried to just spread love all over them as much as we can, because, you know, they're the reason that we're where we're at. We've been successful.
Absolutely. Is there anything, and I know it's obviously, like you said, it's been a while since you guys been on the road, but I'm curious, like in all your years of touring, is there anything that you guys would do, like a pre-show ritual, or is there a moment of like prayer or like a hands in huddle before you guys hit the stage? Has there ever been anything like that you guys do?
That's exactly it. Yeah. Circle, huddle, and a prayer. We've always done that backstage before we usually bring our band guys in. If there's a couple of crew guys walking the hallways, we'll bring them in. And yes, we've always done that. And I'm sure we're going to do that again.
For sure. Who usually leads that?
It depends. We sometimes have somebody, you know, lead, just random. There's no particular order. Somebody's feeling it, go for it.
Oh,
sometimes Jay might say, you know, Jim, our drummer, Jim, you got it tonight.
Throw Jim on the spot.
Going to be called upon, you know?
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months. Or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
That's amazing. I was thinking about, you know, while we have you on the show co-hosting with me all next week and be playing obviously like so many Flats hits, including the new single, I Dare You. But I also, one of the songs I wanted to talk to you about, you guys' very first number one song, These Days. What do you remember about finding out that you guys had gotten officially that first number one song? Do you remember that at all?
Yes. These Days was... it was monumental in our career for sure. But to go back for a second, that song was on hold for Keith Urban for quite a while.
Really?
And we, our producers back then, Mark Bright and Marty Williams, we loved it. They loved it. And I think somehow they made a phone call and just to see if Keith was going to record it or not, because he hadn't yet. And he decided to let it off hold, so we were able to record it, and thank God he did.
Wow.
Yeah, so we were able to record that, and it just, you know, Jeffrey Steele wrote the song. He's got such a knack for writing things that, like, there's always, like, lots of words in his verses, but they, like, the rhythm of it and the melodies are so good that you get lost in it. You don't even realize there's that many words.
Mm-hmm.
It's Gary in such a way. And even Jeffrey Steele's like demos sound amazing. And so Gary's always like, it's just right in Gary's wheelhouse, you know? And that was a song for us too, that had a little more edge, a little more grit on it. And fantastic story song. And also Jay met Allison, his wife, on the video shoot.
Oh my gosh. I don't know if I realized that.
Followed her around like a little puppy all day long. It was so sweet. And they ended up going on a date shortly after. So, yeah, that's all we do is bring people together, you know?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's so funny. Another question I always like to ask related to first number one songs is, as an artist, often like you've been grinding for years, living basically barely paycheck to paycheck. When you guys got your first number one song, did you make a memorable first number one purchase?
Yes. I was able to pay off some college student loans that I had, for sure. And so that was 2002, I want to say.
Which is such a good feeling. Like, when I hit payoff on that loan, I was like, oh, thank God.
Right. It is a very powerful feeling. It's
yes.
Like you've won the lottery or something, and incredible. And then I shortly after that, made my first house purchase, which was just weird, being a homeowner.
Right.
I didn't know what it all comes with, you know, but it was my first few years in Nashville.
Wow. That's amazing. And then obviously I Dare You is our first look at what you guys have been working on. I know some details of this. I don't know how much you can say at this moment, but just talk a little bit about what you're excited about for this project.
Well, I'm not supposed to say much, but I can say this. There are an amazing roster of artists that we have coming in and singing with us.
Wow.
And I can't tell you the song or songs or who's on it, but let me tell you, it is a heavy hitter project, and we are so fortunate. When you see this list of people, I mean, you think Jonas Brothers, I mean, they're world freaking wide. So you think that level, all these artists are like that, and it's fascinating to wow. even know that they'd want to do it, one. But two, their thoughts and their feelings on our music.
Wow. Oh, I'm so excited for that. I feel excited to get to talk to everybody else that's been a part of this in whatever way, shape, or form, because I'm sure getting a call from Rascal Flatts, like, you're being very humble, Joe, but like getting a call from Rascal Flatts, like, hey, do you want to come sing with us, is probably like the dream of so many artists. So I feel like I just know there's going to be so many fun stories that come out of this.
Seriously, there are already, and more to come. But, and I appreciate you saying that. It's, you know, as artists, sometimes you wonder what other people are thinking, especially other artists. And so when you do get a call back and they're fired up about a song or being a part of something that you're doing, it's pretty cool.
That's a great feeling. Well, we're very excited for this new song, I Dare You, to be out. Jodan, thank you so much for the time today. It was great to see you. You just seem like a ray of light this morning, and I'm so happy that we got time to catch up.
You're super sweet. Thank you so much.
All right, we'll see you out on the road this summer.
Come on, let's do it.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Great.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.